Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio, which is a service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television Radio. A pleasure to have you here today. Today, we're on this episode, we're kicking off a two-part series with Megan Åkerlund of Rematch Personal Coaching. She's based in Plant City, Florida, and she's a certified master coach and the founder of Rematch Personal Coaching. Her mission is to cultivate her clients' excellence and well-being. As we know, life can be brutal sometimes. Just because the first round didn't work out so well for you doesn't mean the fight is over. Don't stay down. Don't give up, Megan says. Go for it again with better tools, better resources, and more support. And that's where she comes in. The idea behind Rematch is responding to challenges and setbacks with strategy and tenacity. You want to find support that is truly effective. Now, as a mom, professional equestrian, team sports coach, and lifelong manager of an autoimmune disease, Megan understands the value of daily balance, well-being, and diligence in the pursuit of what matters most. She says, with the right tools and support, you can strategically maneuver through life's challenges and to achieve what is meaningful to you. Her goal is to be a support to people, an accountability partner, and help them find the right tools to put in their tool belt. Megan is committed to three components of extraordinary coaching: exceptional awareness, active coaching, and biblical values. When she coaches, she incorporates faith because we don't stop at our humanity, she says. We have abilities given to us by God, our Creator, and we have guidance and support through prayer and faith in God. Megan's coaching is also influenced by her experience as a mom. She says, in endeavoring to parent effectively, you never stop seeking to understand. And as a coach, you're always seeking to learn and to understand so you can most effectively support your clients. The website, we'll mention it again during the course of the show, www.rematchpc.com. That's rematch, that's R-E-M-A-T-C-H, and then letters PC.com. Let's welcome Megan to the show for part one of our exclusive two-part series here on Close Up Radio. Megan, great to have you with us today. Thanks for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. I'm so looking forward
to this
conversation.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here. I'd like to find out what initially inspired you to do this kind of work. You know, we all have our life's moments, our life's journey, and things that point us in the direction of work that we end up doing and loving and that really impacts others. You have this sports background as well, which I know you pull from, and so many wonderful essences of your journey. Tell us about some of the things that inspired you along the way, pointing you in the direction of doing this work, and that, of course, led to Rematch Personal Coaching.
Sure. Well, it really had a lot to do with the struggle and accomplishing my goals, taking so much longer than I had anticipated, a lot of setbacks, and learning to really draw on people who supported me and also continually re-strategizing and regrouping and not giving in. And so much of life is about that. And so I was inspired by the people who were my support, and I really want to go out and be that kind of support to as many people as I can.
Really beautiful, and again, that's part of why you're doing what you're doing. Let's talk about some of that work. Rematch Personal Coaching. I love the name. Tell us about the derivation of the name first and some of the incredible work that you do for your clients.
Sure. So, yeah, the reason I call it Rematch is, like I alluded to, that's what a lot of life is about. You rarely win the first round, and you actually often find that you've really taken a beating. So, you know, what are you going to do? The values of Rematch are really about tenacity and perseverance and courage, facing a discouraging or disappointing situation with honesty for what it is in all of its reality. And then, you know, what you desire to make of it and moving forward. And that often requires more energy and so much more of a refined strategy than a single person alone can produce. So, you know, when you prepare for a rematch, you're re-strategizing and gathering tools and tapping into resources, and you're also maximizing your sources of support. So that's the idea behind Rematch. I also chose personal in lieu of life, that being life coaching, but personal to convey the importance of the relationship and an active relationship. I, as your coach, am committed to creating a productive environment for the benefit of your interests, and that includes the transparency and authenticity so that we can progress equipped with the fullest amount of understanding and advice. And there's also another reason I chose personal, and that's in the realm of a holistic approach. The dynamics of your being and your life are really intrinsically interrelated. So it's difficult to address one area if you isolate it because it's influenced by other areas of your life. So that's really the personal dimension.
That's a beautiful reason. You know, oftentimes they say, as you know all too well, you can't really reach your goals without somebody that you can share a dialogue with and who can really hold you accountable to do what you need to do each day. And not everyone is in a position to sort of generate their own inertia, you know, that self-starter mentality. Tell us about the importance of having somebody like yourself that you can share the dialogue with and that, again, you can hold the people accountable, the individual accountable, which actually helps them really learn and move into really positive directions as a result of that.
Right, yeah. So humans need positive human interaction in order to thrive. And that positive interaction really translates into inspiration and energy. When you desire to accomplish something or to heal or adjust, create changes, whatever it may be, you may benefit from a source of support that the people who are presently in your life are not offering. When you have an accountability partner, you have a safe place to come clean, to lay it all out. You have someone who takes the time to examine what motivates you and what hinders you and how are you going to regroup with strategy and more effectively.
That's so important, right? You know, I mentioned the sports background, which is terrific. You know, part of the beauty of polo is you're not just a teammate with your teammates. You're a teammate with your horse. Everyone's got to get along. And that's really important to think about as an analogy for life, right?
Yes. The power of accurate and effective communication. And then also the frustration of miscommunication and, conflicting desires. So, yes, in order to accomplish anything well, communication and consensus are definitely key. One thing I realized I had a passion for during my experience coaching teams and whatnot, I realized I had a passion for understanding each person's goal and what really makes that person fit, how they respond to situations and how they respond to language, and then working together in light of those nuances. So definitely seeking to understand an individual and then communicating effectively is so important to making practice.
Yes, absolutely. Coaching a sport and being a life coach, I would imagine from your perspective, Megan, isn't that much different. It's about support and strategy and bottom line improvement, right?
Yeah, those are definitely significant similarities. Perhaps the most dynamic similarity is seeking to understand the individual and the individual's goals and what motivates them and deters them. And once you learned how to communicate most effectively, then you need to transform that information into action. And then once you've done that, you need to address the results. And during that process, during all of those steps, you are supporting the morale of the individual and you're refining strategy based on what you've learned. And learning or using that knowledge of what you're continually learning to make those improvements and strategize and support them in a way that is most beneficial to them is so crucial.
That is so very, very true. Yes, and it's all part of the work that you do and do so well. What is extraordinary coaching to you, Megan? How do you define it?
Okay, so, the idea is to be extraordinary. And that's a foundational goal that I hope my clients have. When I talk about extraordinary, it's not in the sense of notorious talent. While that may be a goal of yours, that's fine. Those are great goals. But that's not what I mean to convey by extraordinary. When you're extraordinary, you're not subjecting yourself or limiting or conforming yourself to conventional standards. You are seeking and endeavoring to cultivate your character and to validate your fiction. And by that, I mean you're not believing something for any other reason other than you've done your homework and diligently sought out the truth. And then once you've done that, to choose to speak and to act accordingly. And whether it's beneficial or convenient to you at the moment or not, I think today, ordinary says, you say you can say that, you can do that, because if you don't, you're putting yourself in a bad spot. But to me, extraordinary says you have a standard to live up to. It's got meaning, it's got purpose, and guess what? It requires sacrifice. So, you know, you're moving against the grain, and that's a difficult thing to do. It's not for anyone who's resigned themselves to go with the flow. But, you know, probably one thing that stands out to me as a quality of extraordinary is you want to maximize use of your potential, and you seek what is possible through gathering ability. You gather resources, and you gather support. And instead of conforming, you are endeavoring to transform yourself and transform your situation.
That's what it is. The transformation is bottom line to all of this. And there's another element to what you do, which is extra special, and that is incorporating this biblical component to your coaching. Tell us about, Megan, the specific biblical values that you do incorporate into your coaching process with your clients.
Yeah, sure. So this is something that makes my coaching unique and sometimes not so popular, but what I do is I establish the Bible as a standard of right and wrong and of truth, and it's a resource for understanding and for wisdom. And it also gives the perspective of balance in life, of work, enjoyment, and rest, which I think is so important for our well-being. It gives insights into human relations, how we interact with each other for the most benefit of each other. And you know, in regard to our human condition, we have immense capability and talent. Unfortunately, we also tend to make poor choices. And we're also limited by circumstance. Sometimes we create them, sometimes they are out of our control. But there is a standard that we are called to live up to. And so in the battle between being beings who are made to do wondrous things and yet also living in a broken world, we have the privileges of faith and prayer. And in that respect, we are not limited to our mere humanity. So those are some of the biblical values that I have.
The other thing, too, that really I'm curious about, and I know really is something else from your own experience that has great influence into your work, is being a mom. How has your experience as a mom influenced your coaching?
I would say it merely affirms and validates coaching values. Because, I would sooner say that my experience as a coach influences my mommy. Because, you know, it's really about communication. And, you know, at the beginning of a client relationship, I have essentially no understanding of the individual. And yet, my purpose is to make every conversation with that person beneficial, personal, and productive. And there are boundaries to ensure that it is a productive relationship. And many of the boundaries have to do with choice of words and language and the expectations you set and accountability. And significantly, creating the environment that is beneficial for their growth, my benefit being irrelevant. And I find that being some similarities between coaching and momming.
Yes. Yeah, it is so beautifully tied together. Being a mom, you have to accept your children as they are. Being a coach, you have to meet your clients where they are and sort of move at their speed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not that you don't move at the speed of the kids, especially when they're running around the living room.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, going back to how important it is to seek to understand the individual and how I can best support them. Obviously, you know, not one individual is exactly the same. So creating the right environment for progression is so crucial. And, you know, creating the right environment for that individual. I find, you know, learning zones is important. What's their comfort zone? What is their "this is challenging to me" zone? And then what is a zone where they're overwhelmed? So, you know, obviously I want to try to stay in the challenge zone because we want there to be growth. And then never crossing into the overwhelm.
You know, it's it really is amazing the breadth and scope of your work and all the different, just listening to your answers to, you know, my questions and the passion that you have and the depth of the work and what it really means to you shines through. And you have all these different nuances that you can pull from, the sports, the mom, the biblical, all these different areas that I think really make you stand out in terms of what you can offer to clients. It's a wonderful blending of life lived and continuing to be lived and makes it very relatable to your clients. They, you know, you can relate to what their plights are, their experiences, their struggles, their hopes, dreams, fears, desires are, which I think is extraordinary. Another is health, which always is paramount in our lives. How has your coaching been influenced by your autoimmune disease, and how does that influence the way you coach?
You know, I think it has a lot to do with why I find the idea of the holistic approach so important, because, you know, one point has such a wide-ranging influence on other points and vice versa. And to understand, be able to understand yourself and what's influencing you is so very important. But, you know, the other thing is I have so much empathy for non-ideal circumstances that you cannot escape from. But while you are bound by a chain of circumstance, yet you can be victorious. And in that case, having an accountability partner becomes such a beautiful asset, because you are the one who is responsible for your decisions and consequences. And although you may be well aware and have noble intentions, it tends to be that self-discipline and morale, they both like to be a little elusive. So having that committed person there alongside you is really such an essential support.
It really is walking hand in hand in so many different ways. And there's times when you can't hold their hand, but you give them the tools and resources that they can call upon when you're not there, which I think is wonderful. Who's somebody that you've worked with that stands out for you, Megan, a success story? What was their challenge, and how were you able to help them? Everybody loves to hear relatable stories of success.
Yes. Well, you know, walking with my clients through their struggles to the best I can as their coach really brings joy to the victorious moments, you know, even the little steps of progress, because you work so hard for them. You know, I think of a man that I coached. He was a father, and he was in a very deep low in life. You know, he had abusive people in his life. He had a destructive health habit. But the keys for him were to realize his options and also realize the impact of his behavior and decisions, not just on himself, but on the people he loved. And he also reached out to people who were essential resources for him to progress. And in the process, he had to make some sacrifices and, of course, you know, overcoming a destructive habit is certainly no small struggle. But supporting him involved a lot of consistency, and largely because he himself had to have great patience as he waited on people who were working on his behalf to do their part, but consistently refocusing on the vision and the motive and drawing on sources of encouragement. He put time and energy into people that mattered most to him, and in doing that, he shifted his focus and he shifted his energy to people and things that mattered most to him. And, you know, those are very difficult things to do when you're discouraged or depressed, because those circumstances of being in that real low can really leave you feeling debilitated. And so it'd be very difficult to put one foot in front of the other. But supporting this man as he took the step to transform his situation to such a great degree, I mean, he really did a 180. It was certainly a joyous occasion. So we had a lot of celebrating to do this.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. That's an extraordinary story. Thanks for sharing that. I want folks to know that you can connect with Megan at her website, www.rematchpc.com. That's rematchpc.com. She's a certified master coach and founder of Rematch Personal Coaching, and her mission is to cultivate her clients' excellence and well-being. She does that beautifully. Thanks so much for joining us. I can't believe this 30 minutes went by in a New York minute, but good news for our audience. You'll be back next week, same time, and part two, continuing the conversation here on Close Up Radio, and we thoroughly look forward to that. I hope you enjoyed your time with me as much as I have with you, Megan. It was a pleasure getting a chance to learn more about you and sharing this time with you on the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It was definitely a pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine. You keep up the amazing work, because I know it's in you and it's in your heart and soul, and it's work you love doing. Megan will be back next week at the same time here on Close Up Radio, so we invite you to stay tuned for that. RematchPC.com is the website to connect with Megan. We thank Megan for joining me here on the show, and we thank you for joining us as well. I invite you to stay tuned. I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest here on Close Up Radio. This is your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time till next time right here on Close Up Radio. Have a great day and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.